The Irish Examiner asks an interesting question today. How sick is your county? Not only does it ask the question, it answers it too. The newspaper's Catherine Shanahan is in our Cork studio. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Fran.
This is a pretty exhaustive study and you have a detailed supplement published with the newspaper today. County by county, you're looking at health statistics. What have you found?
Well, what we've done basically, Fran, is we've set out, as you said, a county by county sort of performance sheet of based on the statistics available to us across approximately 20 different health categories. And we found really very different results for each county. I mean, some counties seem to fare more badly when it comes to the cancer stats in terms of incidence and mortality. Some countries fare badly when it comes to infant mortality rates, breastfeeding rates, in terms of obesity levels, respiratory disease, circulatory disease. We don't draw any conclusions in relation to it because if we were to do that, we'd probably never have got this publication out. But what we just do is, you know, the reader can sit down, he can have a look at his county or her county, see what the stats are. And what we're really hoping to do is that maybe it'll prompt further debate and maybe further research into why some counties seem to fare so much better in some areas or so much worse than others.
And just looking at some of the main points, Limerick is the highest rate of infant mortality. Obesity is the highest in the border counties. Dublin has the highest breastfeeding rate. Cork City, the highest suicide rate. And Carlow, the highest number of lung cancer deaths in the country. Where are you getting these statistics?
Well, the sources of all the health data we used, and it was effectively a data mining exercise, are listed in our publication today. The CSO obviously was very useful to us. The report published by the Department of Health in 2012, the State of the Nation's Children, was very helpful. There's also a website managed by the Institute of Public Health called the HealthWell, and they do a lot of modelling of estimates and forecasts based on initial reference studies. We have the National Cancer Registry. We have, in terms of infant mortality, we have the National Perinatal Reporting System. So really, Fran, there's quite a broad range of sources that we looked at, and it's all published information. It's just was a case for us of drawing it together, putting it into a single publication and letting people have a look and draw their own conclusions in relation to it.
Yes, and you said that you're not reaching conclusions yourself, but the obvious question here for people who are living in some of those counties affected by some of those issues will be, why is this happening? This could be quite informative and useful in terms of policy, public education, public information.
Well, that's what we're hoping, really. You know, when we were researching this data, there was no one website we could go to or no one publication that we could go to that would, you know, outline all of the conditions on a county by county basis. So what we're hoping is that by just, you know, putting it all together, setting it out there, that, you know, people might raise a few flags that haven't been raised before. There might be a few PhD students out there that are looking for an area of research. You know, because we covered such a broad base, there was no way we could go into an in-depth analysis in relation to, you know, what the causal factors behind all of these different categories of health, you know, how counties performed. We couldn't examine all of that. But, you know, possibly it'll throw a few tasters out there and people may decide to research further into what's behind them.
You've avoided the temptation to do what most newspapers and media outlets do when figures like these come together, to say A is worst and B is best. Why?
Well, I mean, I suppose with statistics, there's always sampling error involved. There's always different approaches taken. There's different population sizes looked at. I don't want to be alarmist. I simply wanted to put out there what was available. And, you know, I don't see the point in sort of getting people worked up about it. Just let them look at it and decide for themselves what they think needs to be done. You know, maybe on a health policy basis, it might pinpoint areas where there's need for more public health campaigns, you know, where you need to encourage people maybe to participate more heavily in screening programs. You know, if you looked at where there's high prostate cancer incidence rates, maybe encouraging people to avail of screening more. Same in relation to breast cancer. What we did see also was that in relation to, say, the counties which have the Centres of Excellence for Cancer, we couldn't really draw any conclusions in relation to that either, because I suppose they're not in place long enough to have any long-term impact on the stats we looked at.
Catherine Shanahan, thanks for coming into our Cork studio this morning. That 31-page supplement with the Irish Examiner today.